yet. Really, we're not finished at all. Let's chazer again from the very beginning. We have the following yisod. We have a Tosfos over here in Masechta Yevamos. And we're going to see soon a Tosfos Masechta Ksubos that I asked you to see at the end of the shiur yesterday. Tosfos Yevamos starts the last line of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, our sugya. V'ha the itzchuk b'hanut uvdi desof nedarim lahano tame itzus hasharia the isa the avad isura irkusei havimirkus. Did you look at this? Did you look it up over there? The isa the avad isura nechel elelechel. Did anyone look up those gemaras? Only one person. You put nedarim tzadi aleph and beis on the screen. Still hold this in abeyance. Are you able to do that?
Sure.
I'm afraid you won't be able to reclaim it.
No.
We have to see an amazing Gemara, Rabbi Osai. Can we get Shur Zadaf? Is it possible?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be ready for this. We can get the whole page. That's it. This is the very end of Masechta Nedarim. Who's ever made a Siyum or attended a Siyum on Nedarim? It's a little bit, I don't want to use the word X-rated. I mean, compared to some things we've seen recently, it's a gosh. But nonetheless, here's the Gemara. Oh, there's no screen. I'm so sorry. Okay. Wait, what's up? Now what?
Hold on.
Is it on yet?
Take a couple seconds.
Okay. Well, I'm reading anyway. It says something like this. Hahu Gavra. Look at this. Right here. Hahu Gavra, says the Gemara. The Havi Maharzik Bibesa Hu Vi Intisa. He's hanging out in the house, he and a woman. All Osamori the Besa, the master of the house, finds his life with this character here. What does he do? Parte Noef, they call him by a nice name here. Parte Noef Lahutza V'orak. He breaks the wooden fence, Rashi. Moran. Poratz Mechitza Shalhutza V'dafne. He broke the gate and he runs away. Omar Rova Itza Sharia. The woman's permitted to her husband. Why? Im Isa the Ovid Isura. Had he done this terrible Avera of Losinov, Irchuse Have Mirchas. What does that mean? Shayam is machbi atzmo kadesh lo yeroa kolono. Had he been guilty, he would hide. The fact that he wasn't afraid to just run away and break through the fence, everyone saw he was, indicates he's innocent. He didn't do anything. Amazing Gemara. The next Gemara, which many of us hear and see him, is even more amazing. And Tosfos quotes it. You just didn't figure out what Tosfos was saying because you didn't look it up. You always have to look up. Always look up the Gemara. Listen to this one. Listen, who know it? This is already the wide lines. Don't manage the last five lines of Masechta Nedarim. The olagabe da yintasa also gavra. The man walks in. The husband. They always seem to catch these guys. Solik noef. The noef, as we call him. Where's he go? Asiv bikloy bava. Ran. The mosach shalifnei adelis. He hides somewhere behind the screen near the door. Okay. Have a machatein tachli tamon vitaminun chivya. What does that mean? What happened over here? This was a funny, amazing story. What exactly happened? There was a snake, and the snake had somehow tasted from this food, and if the husband would taste from it, he'd die. He'd be poisoned. So what does he do, this guy? Excuse me, where am I? Boy, more de besa, lemechel, menhanu tachli, blodata, the intisa. and he's about to eat from this poison food. No one knows. Only this guy knows who's hiding. Don't taste this fruit. A snake had from it, and it's the venom, the poison's in it, you're going to die. Amarava, intersei sharia. The woman's permitted to her husband. Why? Im isei, the ovid isura, had he done the vavera, nichale, the lechul velemus. He'd prefer that the husband die. Dichsiv, what's the pasuk over here? Kinafu v'dam b'yedein. Okay, Rashi. The Noaf in Horgin Habalim. Rabbi, you put on the radio. Ki Noaf in Horgin Habalim. It's been known to happen. All right? So obviously, since he wants, not only did he not kill him, he saved his life. Azat Sadik. Oh, that Sadik. Yeah. Says the Gemara. Pshita. Obviously, Rabbi's saying the truth. Says, no. Mal de tema isura of it. He really did an avera of znus, eishes ish, lo sinof. Vahai di omale, the lichale, the lole musbal. He wants the husband shouldn't die. Why? Teve intase alave, this woman should be to him. Mayim genuvim yimtoku velechem sasarim yinam. Forbidden fruit. I tell you the truth, forbidden fruit, but I mean super forbidden fruit. Right? Suma forbidden fruit. Right? That suma hisura of it, he should ask it to him anyway. Echel debal, echel debal. That's a small fry. Yes. I want the big. I want mayim genuvim, the capital M, the capital G. I want the Ten Commandments. I want nisa misa. That's sweet to me. Kamashmala. What's kamashmala? That to have a meaning, but it's not really true. So he didn't do the aver. Ad kan de gemara. So back to our Tosis here, Nafchav Heim and Alf. So Tosis is bothered. Who needs these reasons on Chav Heim and Alf? Our Gemara says, if you hold the Shiltis, it's one thing. If you hold against the Shiltis, Tosis against the Shiltis, that Edekir is nothing to be Motzi Mibal. Who needs these reasons? Nira Lari. The Hosam Bi Omeres Tmeani. Oh. The Gemara and the Dorum, the last half, never says, what does she say? What does the wife say? Does she say guilty or innocent? If she said innocent, says Tosfos, you wouldn't need these reasons. According to Rabbi Natan, argues with the Shiltus, but the Tosfos, the Re, argues with the Shiltus. So you're never going to be motzi a woman from a husband with Eidei Kiyur. Must be, she admitted her wrongdoing. I doesn't say so in Shas Bavli. Kimas nisa de hasan da lokoi. Going on the Mishnah, we saw the Mishnah yesterday. Homer t'mani l'cha. So it's self understood. Vafilu hachi sharya mehano taimi. Nevertheless, it's permissible for these reasons. Avo bi omeres to horani sharya b'lavanu taimi de hasan. It's mutter anyway because choice is the re is right and the shultis is wrong. V'hein nitmo amai sharya. Kevin Shomeres Tmeya Hashavisa Lenafshach Aticha De Isura. Says Tosas no kasha. Lefisha Ro Chachamim Shiniskalkalu Hanoshim Liten Eneim Ba'acher. Verova almost came with Shakras. Lekach Nira Lehem La Atira. She spoke about it a little bit already yesterday, and we'll see soon today what this line means. Is this just a restatement of what we said before? Yeshuch Koch Ben Chachamim. Or is it something more? So before we go any further, Rabbi, so it's clear in our Gemara that what is Tosas saying over here? What is Tosas saying? Tosas is saying that if, according to their view, that a woman is not believed to say Tamei Ani Lecha, she's not believed in any circumstances. She's not believed. Even though things look very, very fishy, the husband walks in and there's a man there with a woman there, and a woman kind of looks very fishy. Despite the fact it looks fishy, Afal Pi Kein, even though she said Tamei Ani Lecha, she is not believed. Okay? She's not believed. She's not believed. Fine. Why not? Mehano Tamei. We'll keep that in mind. If you look at the Gilead Mesoras HaShas, it says on the side, Ayin Tosfos Kain hate if Tosis Ksuba Samakil obeys Avo. Can you get me down on the screen? Without. Yeah. I want to come back to this also, right? I can be able to come back to this. Make a split screen.
No, I can't. I'm still working on Marilyn.
So you have to make a hold. You have to start from the beginning to get these things back?
No.
Just as long as you can get it for me. Ksubis Samach Gimel Amud Beis. Rabosa, what happens if a couple is married and the wife says, I can't stand you? In the Gemara, Moy Solai. He's disgusting to me. What do you do in that kind of a case? That's it. Thank you. That's good. Not big enough? A little bigger? Okay. Good. Okay. The Gemara says, here, Avol Omra Mois Olai, Lo Kaifinan Lo. What does it mean, Lo Kaifinan Lo? Tosfos, she says, he's disgusting to me. We don't force her. So what do you do? Pirish Bekuntris, Lo Kaifinan Lo, Lamo Tachtov, Eliyitin Get, Yotzia Belo Ksub. You don't force her to be with her husband if she can't stand. He'll get divorced and get back to Ksub. V'yesh Mefarshim, the kofin also lahotzi. You force him to divorce her whenever she says, I can't stand it. This sounds like what? D-O-D. Anybody? Divorce on demand. That's what it sounds like. She'll say it's disgusting to me, and she'll be able to get divorced whenever she wants. Who says so? You know, the Rambam, the Holy Rambam writes this way, that if a woman says her husband is disgusting me, she should be taking the kshvuyos charef, and she can force him to divorce her. Beinila beinatam, the nechu shema sounds familiar. Eineho nosna biacher, and he quotes the Gemara in the Dorim, Daf Tzadi. So before she Gemara, that you cannot believe her, she says Moos Alai, because she wants to marry her boyfriend. We can disprove that right. Tahasam notlos ksuba davka ikolamecha shemo enea nosta biyacha. What did you say? Notlos ksuba? A woman who is unfaithful to her husband gets a ksuba? What are you kidding me? She broke up the marriage. What's the child in this line? Anybody know?
She wasn't unfaithful. She was faithful, but she asked for a divorce.
No. Yeah?
The Gemara over there is talking either about a coat.
That's it. Aishas Cohen. Excellent. Beautiful, you know. Aishas Cohen Shenenza. We discussed this yesterday in Shia. Aishas Cohen Shenenza gets the ksuba. Why? Who's? Not the word fault. On account of whom? Is this marriage breaking up? Him! Who has to be a Kohen? Who has to be a Kohen? It'd be a Levi, it's true, be no problem. Aishas Kohen, Vihilo and Esposo, and Esposo with Teres. It's on account of him that it's breaking up. So, Mela, in that kind of a case, one second. So, in that kind of a case, so she wants a Ksuba. She wants a cake and eat it too. She wants, this girl's a, wow, what an operator. She wants to collect the ksuba, and she wants to dump a hubby and marry a boyfriend. Very simple. Nenasti, one word, pulls the trick off. One word. She's a surah to her husband, she has to divorce her. She gets the ksuba. Hey, you character, you. Yeah. Aval hacha the yotze below ksuba, when she says, my husband disgusts me, she loses the ksuba. Lo, maybe she be not worried, and there nos to be acher, if she's willing to forfeit her ksuba, so suggests Tosis. Believe it or not, who had a hand up before? I'm sorry. Yes.
Doesn't the Gemara also have another possibility of trying just not kofin also, but to just kind of like make a segunda or something?
Like, kind of, yeah, that's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, I'm skipping. I can't read the whole thing, but Rabbeinu Tam fundamentally says that we cannot force the husband to divorce his wife. No, impossible. So what does it mean, rather? Okay. The old kasha. Rabbi Natan just means you don't force him, you don't force her to stand off. But look at this question now. The old kasha. Listen to this now. Shulin Nedarim. Last we just saw the Gemara. Who know if to have a Maharzik Bebesa who the intersa. Also Mora the Besa Parte, the north of the Hutsa of Orak, Amarava, it's a Sharia. The Misa Davidi Sura Kusi Havi Mirchis. Mashma. Do you have a Mirchis? Let's say he would have hid. Have a Asira. That's a, right? The reason why, right? Because had he hid, that would have been confirmed. That something's hanky panky going on here. Should be a Surah Labaila. Frektoisus, Im Kane, Lechora Nira. The Baomeres Tmeani Lecha, Iri. Apparently she said she was Tmea. And then if she was said Tmea and it was fishy circumstances, in fact she'd be Asura. The Lavachi, had she not said Tmea, Hamai Havi Mitzura, Ho Ein Isha. How do I get further down? What's over? What? Try to the bottom.
Other direction.
There. Well, A. But isn't there another line to us? I think it's. Unless it ends here. I'll see so. Ha'ein Isha, oh, thank you, give me 10 more lines. Thank you. Ha'ein Isha, Neseres al-Bala, Ashiyiru k'derech ha-manafim. V'keva d'bo meres t'me'an yelucho ma'iri, yeah. Im kain, rotzo la'hafsid k'subosa. Tom istama barotzo navi. D'be beisahu hoya. V'yod, d'lo tzavcha, she didn't scream. Nonetheless, afilo achi, kilo mirchus, if he's not hiding, Sharia, he's permissible to a husband. Why? It's on the Meimar. They neo nos to be acher. Came with lo mirchus. That's what Tosfos says. Quoting the Gemara. Frek tells the following kasha. Vamai, why isn't she believed? Ten emenes b'migu di boy arma mois olai. Look at this, amigu. When she says, "I want out." Why? Because I was guilty. I'm guilty. I'm guilty of sin. So therefore, I'm proving to my husband. So we don't believe her because she wants to marry a boyfriend. What do you mean I don't believe you? You can marry a boyfriend without saying that. Just say he's disgusted. I mean, you're going to marry a boyfriend? So it can't be that Rashi got the Yesh before the Rambam is right. It's impossible. Oh. So it tells Yesh Lom enough. So the Olam Lom Mari Bomer is Tamei Nidachah. No. She didn't say Tamei. It's against our Tosis. Our Tosis Lom Shat. Right here in your bums. What does Tosis say over here? What does it say? Hosam Omeris Tmei Lecha. Tosis is suggesting now. A machlek is Tosis in Ksubas and Tosis in Yavam. So it appears. It is a Shari de Kamak, believe it or not. Hainu Leboel im Girish Abal Omeis. Whee! Would you have learned that Pshat Rabose? Does anyone in this room, a lot of wonderful Tamir in this room, when you saw it in the Dorm that Tadi Alf Meis, it is a Shari. Did anybody in this room think? And the pshat is, it is a shara if the husband divorces her daughter, she can marry the boy. Nobody thought that pshat. It's not the pasha pshat. But that's what he's saying over here, believe it or not, to defend Shita Saramba. Okay? That you can be kofed. Where are we again? Avol ihava mirchas, have yasura le boel. As it says in Yavamas chavdal hol mechura adam teitze. Umefarashem in a tam teitze me rochel. V'chein nira. This pshat is correct, even though it's counterintuitive. To be omeres tamei nilecha, ein nira klal latira mitam diruchusi avimirchus. Look what's going on over here. If she said tamei nilecha, Rabbi Osai, she's in fact asura to her husband. Why? Came in the shav yinav shechatira di sura. What in the world is Tosis talking about? What in the world is Tosis talking about? It's against the Mishnah Achrona. Mishnah Achrona says we don't believe her. Why does Tosis say over here that we do believe her? Why does Tosis say we do believe her? It's against enough in the Mishnah The Mishnah says we don't believe her, and Tosfos says we do believe her. What's going on? It's a great kasha, no? It's Chazer again. Tosfos in our Gemara says you don't believe her. Fine. Tosfos in Ksuba says that we, let's read one more time. One more time. Tosfos over here like this. V'chein nira. The Omer is t'man in the chol. It can't be pshat. Why not? Why can't it be pshat? Ain't never klalatir mitam derechusiyav emirchus. Kevin the shav and avshachatir the isura. In other words, if she says to man ilacha, then the fact, the what, the fact, this logical point that had there been guilt, he would have hidden. That's not enough to be mad to her. We should ask her anyway. What ask her anyway? What are you talking about? Ask her anyway. We don't have enough in the mission of the Durham. You know that she's never believed to say to man ilacha. Maybe then also biyach. What's going on? Rabbi said, how do you learn pshat? This Tosfos against the Gemara. I repeat, this Tosfos is against the Gemara mamash. The Gemara says if she says Tamea, you don't believe her. Tosfos says if she says Tamea, you do believe her. Something has to give. What is going to give? Something has to give, Rabbi Osai. Something has to give. So now I'll ask you one more source. You're still able to, we can all go back and forth. Truma Sadeshan, but it's called Sokim Ksav. The Truma Sadeshan wrote two volumes. This is a fascinating thing. It should be on Barilan, I guess. Huh? His first volume is called Hadeshan. You know why? You know why? You know why? It has 354 Simon. So Hadeshan is Bigamatra 354. So he called it Truma Sadeshan. I kid you not. But those were all fake.
They're not the
true edition. The true edition. But there's two volumes. Yeah, that's the true edition.
Oh,
dear. Sokka that's it. Simon Reishchav base. So the first is all bluff. He wrote his own questions and gave his own answers. That's easy. But the second part's for real. That's called Psokka. Those are real shilas. Listen to this shila, Rabbi Osai. An amazing shila. You think that some things you read about or see about are problems? Listen to this one. Shlomoch Yaske Lachta. You should have great peace. Garba de Levush Moda. You know, they write poems. You're wearing clothes, I guess it means fancy clothes. Ahuvi Amisi Morena Rabbi Yisrael. Now his name is also Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael Yisrael and some other Yisraels you ran into. You're asking a following question. Eishes Kayim. Muskeris, the Gavra, I can't even read this copy. It's a patent place. It's like a soap opera. I can't even read it. Muskeris, the Gavra, Chadinish Mali Yomehem. The Godla Bonav Akhtanim, Vehema Shoch Muima Bechedra. So this woman is taking care of the small kids of some guy. And the guy, Besulach as Shoch Vehema and Bechedra, is also a girl. Gamka the Gavra, who Meshor is Pony Bebeso. There's another fellow around who's single. This is, you know, Rabbi said, well, today, you know, we have big houses. There was a whole kep of kep in the same little tiny house. We would say, forget about it. We would never allow this in the first place. So look what happens. Ha-pesula rosa sha-mesharis nichnas b'cheder hazeh. She sees this guy. He's going into the room. V'sipra advarom l'kroveho. Ha-chigiyu advarom l'ho garba balabais. Shuvam balabais polayla bashmoras shlishis v'holach lecheder shayar hamisharas shochim sham v'korav lo ano. Hoyam balabais kam ken narechad. I can't figure out who's who over here. Kalos hashacha yotasa hamisharasas mechedra. Homel anar mit soak mechedri. Who was screaming out from in my room? Uvechen holach balabais adako v'boka korav hamisharas. Homel emas hisa mechedra hamisharasas. Oh, I suspect wrongdoing. The Gil Galimo Bidvara Mashahosi mi piv Shahodalo Shazino Imo. He's Mazana with her. Ubikesh Chuvalkoch. Oz Kora Balabayas Kamkala Mishareses. Valkhia Khosa Bidvarim. Bitchila Malahada. Never happened. Amale Biti. Harihu Hodali Shazinisan. He already admitted it. Oz Khosa Vyama the Balabayas Emas Hoyatsli. Who knows Yiddish? Ober. Hot nit recht bei mir gelegen. Who knows Yiddish? What does it mean?
I know every word but
Gilegan. Lay. But I'm going to give you the Hebrew translation of my Truba Sadesh. To Gimochav Shi. Aval hu lo shachav mamash liyadi. That's the keyword, recht. Hadnit recht by me. It wasn't just by me, Gilegan. So I was here and he was there. So maybe we weren't together. That's how was her defense. V'lo pirsha devarei Yosef. And then the whole Kol came in the Koyin Valley. She came to the Lomdim and the whole Tumul. And no, he doesn't believe him. He doesn't believe him. Acherim against a Maisa. A whole Tumul. And they come to me to figure out what's going on. What happened? They went to somebody. They went to Mahara Sheyichya. I don't know what happened either. It's some kind of hanky-panky. And the Mahara, I don't know who he is, Shalach Li. Okay. He wrote Aksav, Isha Hodisa Shazinsa Imo, the cost of the Pasuk of the Mishnah Achrona, the Nadarim. Okay? Shodisa Mom Shazinsa. The question whether she admitted, she didn't admit it, but she quotes again the same Yiddish phrase. Whatever, nothing really happened. Of course, Chuvah Smai, we'll get to that later on. Achesh de Maharash Yichye, Vechen Atun Dainintun Ahu Uvda, Kilo Arba Tmeyani Locha, Gabriel Mechia Gabriel. I'll assume that it's the equivalent of Tmei Nelecha. And I say, quotes of Tosis in Yosech Le Yevamis, and Tosis in Yosech Le Ksubis, Afalpi, Perek Afalpi, the Sasriya Hadodi, Kimosha Kosov. And we'll try to figure it out based on this contradiction of Tosis. Okay? First he quotes our Tosis in Yosech Le Nador, which we saw. Then he quotes a Tosis in Yud Gimel, which we're not going to see now, Afalpi, that we also saw. A steer into Tosis. Look at this line. Start line Vahashta. Top line. Everyone with me? Vahashta Tosis Perg Bez Yavamis Perg Afalpi Nami Vles Nagar Ubar Nagar the Yiparkinu Adodi Becha. They contradict each other. He the Yavamis, I'll tell you, you're right. Das Ri. Kemoshis Kuledi. Tosis and Yavamis close to Ri, right? Who was the Ri? The Ri was Rabbeinu Tam's nephew. The Ri, the famous most toast comes from the Ri. Fine. The Afalpi, that Tartosis, is Maskonas Rashba, Shechibra Tartosis, Kedikos of the Chain Nira, in the Yixubis. Velosha Becholmokam, Tartosis, Das Rashba, Mishans, Shechibra Tartosis, who? Upligi Abanis Tvaras Tari. That's all. Ein Nira, look me, I will gab the Beboil. The same way, there's not a single person in this room agree with the Ri. It's a sharia means to the husband, of course. Mishim Deloshin, it's a sharia, lo mashmachi, lo legabe balisha, by Zimna. Come on. So the Ri, so therefore the Rashmi Shans argues with the Ri, because he can't believe that the Gemara is talking about a boa. Ula Rashba, ein nira l'ukri b'tmani l'cha. Why? Then svara klal ahatu ki agavno hovas shav nashachatira disur. The ain lo ma the rav noshim b'shakos v'chagavno, as we saw in Tosis over here, chofeim and aleph. Why do you agree with that? Look what he says. This is the key line of this is the most important line of Jew. Kevan de'ik anami raglayim ledover kamoshav oer. Ooh, what's his breakthrough, Rav Osai? A woman who says tamei lechos stam kacha. We ignore her. She's lying through her teeth. She wants to go marry a boyfriend. But it's a combination of Tamei Lecha plus Raglayim Ledavar. Then we say she's believed. Because it's a combination of the circumstantial evidence plus her own admission is enough to put it over the top. She's believed that she sinned. And the husband has to divorce her. That's the Chiddush of the Truma Sadesh. Oh, come on. A Tosfos v'Yavamis Nami Hutzrichu liyashev Shein l'tmoa Amai sharina ki agavna. Right, Tosfos is bothered. And he asks a question. Rabbi Osai here in Yavamis Al sugyo. He says a kash like this. V'ein l'tmoa Amai sharya. That's his quote. Right. V'ein l'tmoa Amai sharya. They're asking a kash. Why is it mutter? What do you mean why it's mutter? It's a mefurish Mishnah in Yavam and the Darim. Umad the kashalach, maishna mishna achron, loch hashinon. Hasam the Ma'ida Shvisa and Chadusa. What's his kasha? Right? What's his kasha? So what's he been asking? Pshita de Metaretz hu yofek and Mashikasa v'loshem dehecha ikaraglayim ledover nami belavachi v'ores nami t'men anika gavna ein lahatir rabosai. It's the combination of raglayim ledover plus an admission ein lahatir v'teida the hachihu the Tosfos Yevamos hutzrichu liyashiv aliba deri amai shayon ha'uvda hashavi anafsha chaticha de isura while he said hashavi anafsha Chaticha de'i sura. And what they answer? They give a funny answer. What? The fisherah chamashin eskakul anashim, etc., etc., etc. I read the Tosfos as saying, all he's doing is quoting enough from the Mishnah. Says the true Mishnah. No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying the chiddush nifla rabosai. The Mishnah applies even in the case of raglayim ledover. That's the chiddush in our Tosfos. The Chiddush in Atos is we have two strikes. She says she was Mizana. And it's Raglayim Adavar. You still don't believe her. That's Tosfos Masech the Yevamos. Tosfos Masech the Ksubis says what? If you have the combination, that absolute damaging combination of Raglayim Adavar and her admission, then you do believe her. She's saying the Machlok is Tosfos the Yevamos and Tosfos the Ksubis. That's the way I read. That's the way I read the Jewish editions, at least so far. Okay? Rabos is very, very important, obviously. It's a critical, it's halacha lemaisa. It's unfortunately comes up too many times. Rachmana litzlan. Okay, let's go. V'chein ashi yosem k'soch liyasha alibu deri. U'may kashalu. Let me put this, look at the Bar Ilan. Question mark. You didn't answer a question mark before in your life yet. Question mark. Mishnah shleimi ben adorim l'chashina lo. El ha'kocha lo kashalu el ha'hecha dika nam raglayim l'dover. V'kal lo'hovin. Fine. Ad kandra bosai. Critical truma sadeshan. Critical truma sadeshan, rabosai. I want, when I saw this truma sadeshan, I had the following cheshbon as to why we don't force it to the book. Who wants to give my cheshbon? Who can figure out what I was driving at? Why is this true that Tosfos over here says, despite the damaging combination of circumstantial evidence and her own admission, we still don't believe her. Who was it? I thought of this. I was very proud. I was mechavim to the Truma Sadeshin himself. Anybody? Okay. No one thinks as deviously as I do, I guess. One second. Whoa. How do I get to the end of this? Here? This is the middle. Oh, no. I think it's the end. This may be the end. Hold on a sec. Oh. Here it is. This is Vesu. Vesu. Everyone see this now? Here, I'll make it the first. Oh, I just lost it. Vesu. See the end of the third line? The Muchach B'tshuvas B'maimon B'siyim O's Tshuva. To isolate Ma'ara Yitzu. That's the same Ma'ara who answered it. A man heard from behind the wall, and from the sound of what's going on, what he hears, he sounds like a Mises Nus. Look at this. The Chayshinon Shetarim he Vitased Dvarim Mishunim Kidei Sheti Osa Labala Mishim Shenos Noineo Biacher. Ooh, this devious lady. She's not an adulteress, chas v'shalom, but she's sure going to make believe she is. She wants that boyfriend. So she will create suspicious circumstantial evidence as a bluff. So, oh, I have to believe me because it's a... No, you're a faker, you! You made the whole thing up. You messed up with the guy. You made funny noises and she suspects you of snus. That's the chuba smile. We'll get to that later. Or she created this funny scene in the second Adorim, Sadi Aleph and Beis, but it's all a bluff. Im kainina dina nama neima hochi. Baruch shekivandi to these two lines, which we'll see later in more barichas. It's a bluff. This lady is smart. She was well coached. Someone told her, listen, make him raglayim ledover, and with raglayim ledover, and your admission, they'll force you out of the divorce, and marry a boyfriend. Yes, sir.
The Jewish Maimonides that Rebbe just said, we'll look at it.
Yeah.
I thought he took a different approach than he's not saying that he's trying to trigger. He's just saying that there was never a mice that happened.
Same. Well, we'll see later on.
He's not saying that she's deep.
So I want to now. I would like to now show you, Rav Osai, Tshuvas Maimon. Can you get me back Tshuvas Maimon? I'm sorry. Can I do it myself? I get this. It's usually on the bottom. They have a few different choices. I'm beginning to learn these. Oh, it's on top.
Oh, it went back.
You lost it.
Oh no.
Please, that's all hard to find. There it is. Good. First, we're going to go back a few pages, if I may. I want to do Simon Ches first. Wait, minus?
Previous.
No. Okay. Press on previous. Mm-hmm. Give me a number, please. What? I go to next. Sorry. There are no numbers. Bays. Ches, here we go. I have to make it bigger, right?
Yeah.
You can be, yeah. How to make this bigger? Plus. 100, plus. Press plus. Mm-hmm. Press here?
Yep.
And smaller and smaller and smaller.
On the top, you press plus.
Top? That's that?
Yeah.
Ah. Oh, it's huge. You read in the back?
Yeah.
Maise ba'odem echad koyen. Shera ishto holeches neged bochor echad b'mokam yichud v'shol shem shoktana lo kadei tuma. Wasn't even enough time to have a beer. For this pazru. Whatever it is. Shuv pam acheres. I can't read myself. I have a big print in front of me. But I'll read it with you together. Koyin shokav al mitosu b'layla b'eshim yodim yishenim u'me'achori ha'koysel shema shiyu b'yichud. Umachmas kol neshimasam haven shekilkelu yachad v'koyin shasak v'chein pam shnia hayu yachad v'haven mikol neshimasam shekilkelu aval ora guf ha'maisa rak sheshol kedei tuma v'samach ozno la'koysel. You know, they weren't thick walls like in these huge buildings, right? V'shamos and manshimi kederach b'nei odom v'shamashin mishamitol sein umachmas Shmiya v'riya rotzal le'osro olav. Uvulel al-kilkul roa ha-koyen she'ikva v'ichur b'nei lechlishom v'imimachros hochiach ha-koyen es ishto ha-mekukeles al ha-yichud he-shiva mi-boil zeh ato chosdeini. You accuse me of being with this guy. Ani koveles la-hokel v'zoko oili v'avoy she-nafalta le-chelki וקוד הם דבר זה, לא הויסה או אבוסה, והוא אוהב או סוף, ומפייס את תומם לא הויס, whatever it is, I can't say it, I can't say it. So there's a big tumble, what to do with this kind of a case. Nothing was seen, it's only, he heard things, which gave him reason to suspect that it was a big affair. הנה רבב חסקה ממיידנברוק, עשר אולף, וזו תשובס מורי רבנו שיחיה. Who does this mean? The Marami Rutenberg. I believe. Chocham she'osar ein chaver asher lahatim. V'chalilili lahatim asher osar Rav Chizkiya. V'im ha'yisi b'fonav ha'yisi nosi v'nosin imo. Ki koshali ha'dvarav. Do'kaim le'ne nosin ala yichud. V'nosin ala b'kinu yustira o m'shiro g'nar ha'manaf m'ashochim b'kiru b'osa. Ala m'shi yishmu osam no'afim lo shamadam. We never heard if they hear it. You have to see it. כי מה שמיע שייחס במנפים? אפילו הם שמו עושה מנשים ומה בכך, שמה היו משתגן ביחד דרך שחוק. ולא אספינן בהו, דאפילו בדווה מחור, כאן רוחל יוצא ואיש אחר גרס בסינר, דאב לא למימה אם לא מסרו, אם לא מסירוסו, מעולה על הזנוס. לא עושה מסירוסו, שיאבתי תוקל אוף תביא מזנה, וכן כל שעה דבר מחור הורים, דקום חושב שיש רגליים טובה. אפילו אוכי אם אין עדים שראו, דבר מחור לא יספין על בעל הבריאס הבעל. יהיה, כל שכן בהו, שיש ליטל שלא היה שם אלו מיוך שדיים ושיגוין, ומן השיגוין נשמע כל גניחוסיו, ואני Chidashti chidash gadol liyash adiri hashildas el laach hashalom meb rabaruch shiachir. Who is meb rabaruch shiach? Who is he? Rabbi Rutenberg. This is Shuvas Maharam. Okay? So he doesn't like what the Rav Chizki said. Vani matik, ani amatik, nearly havi raya mit divi mori rabbeinu. He's bringing a raya from to Rabbi Rutenberg from the Dorim. Okay, this is Rabbi Osai, the whole discussion. Right? And what does he say? Again, Tilman has to be acher. Hishmiya kol tashmish kadesh yotziena. She's a virtuous, I should put, a virtue. This is going to sound funny. She's a virtually virtuous woman. In other words, she's not going to overdose sin up, chas v'shalom. She just wants to marry a boyfriend and dump a hubby. She's a virtually virtuous woman. She would never think of committing adultery, but he's not going to divorce her. So she stages the whole situation. She makes funny noises behind the curtain. So he's going to hear it. So he's going to think that she was Mazana. He's going to have to divorce her. Great, she can marry her boyfriend. It's all staged. This is what the Matik explains in Tshuva of the Marami Rutenberg. If you don't accept what I'm saying, Ma'urichom betakanosan, t'choshu le'ne anosta b'yacher, kol hanosenes e'ne b'yacher, tucho limsol ha'derach li'pote mi'balak, y'derach zeh, she'll stage a bluff of edekir. That's how it starts. But look at the last line. The last line is very important of the Simen Ches. Omna, im shama ba'oso inyan, she... I want to give you the next word. Something about Belibo. Vadai uborur shelo hoya davarach el tashmish. He is 100% convinced. He, that there was tashmish. Cholilolo milakaimo. Bezdin can't force him to divorce her because there's no Aiden. Who yot yetsay de shamayim v'yigarish leitz v'yetsay modom. He should get rid of her. V'lo gora milu omalo odom acher that his wife is mezana. V'dato somcho. Ish chazin soshet. Yeah, someone who trusts says your wife is mezana. This is a kedusha and samach rabbanan aleph. Shetzarach lo tziyah kedama b'shmul lo husamya. Avi mosur mas naisa kamed v'chulei kedusha perak omer kimavur etc. etc. Ad kan. This hagos this chumash maimon simen ches rabos. Are you able to read it? Because I'm sorry, I can't even read it. How you guys read it? Yeah, I really the truth. You able to read it? It's big enough for you. When I say the words, you're going to follow. Okay. This is Shumas Maimon Rabosai Simen Ches. Now, the Marami Rutenberg referred to a Chiddush that he wrote in a different Shuvah. Okay, Rabosai? That different Shuvah is Simen Chofei. Okay, that's Simen Chofei. Oh. Now, Rabosai, the question becomes, what happened to Chaim Rabbeinu Gershon? How is he believed to say that I believe that she is Mizana? We saw yesterday in Tarsus in the Dorm of Tzadi that Fakert, you don't believe, you put him in Chayim for saying that. The answer, of course, is the Marami Rutenberg is Lashitoso. In these kinds of cases, the Chayim of Negeshon does not apply. Where did he say it? He said it in Tshuva Simen Chafei, and I'm going to show it to you in parts. You know, the Mordechai was the Talmud of the Maran. But in our case, unfortunately, he cut and pasted. To use a modern term, right? He cut and pasted. So he took Tshuva. Where's next? Where's next? On top. What? Oh, here it is. Wow. Next again? No. Oh. One more. Did it say Chafe? Yes. This is very hard to read. I have to make it much bigger. Oh, plus? Plus. Oh, I'm off the screen. Way off the screen. Can you move me over? How do I move over? I want the right side of this. Just do east. No, the right. This is the wrong. I want the other column. I want, that's it. Keep going a little bit higher. That's it. Okay, so good. Whoa, do I have the whole screen? No, I can you move over a little bit more to the right? Just so I can finish.
Perfect.
Sadik is all over. Okay. This is Tshuvas Maimini Simen Chafei. Nachnu Navro Chalutzim. Where does it say that? Where does it say that? Where are those three words found? Pashas what? That's right, Pashas Matos. Nachnu Navro Chalutzim. These are people talking in poetry. I want to show you, you all have a Mordechai that you all have. Please turn, you're going to see that this is quoted in pieces. It's an unfortunate thing. It's mamash quoted in pieces. Let's first simen tesvav, and then we have to see the Hagos Mordechai in the back. And you have to piece them together. It's been very difficult. It took me a long time to piece this stuff together. These expressions of Nachnu Navro Chalutzim are not found, to my best of my knowledge, in simen. Oh, I keep forgetting where I see all these things. Keep one hand in the Mordechai Simen Tetzvav, and another hand in Simen Kuf Aleph and Kuf Beis. So it must be in, this is very, that's very short, so it must be over here somewhere in this page. And I go, Mordechai, I believe that some of this poetry is found. Anybody find anything of this nature? Rabosai? On this page. It's a wild story, Rabosai, but a really wild story. I'm not finding it here. Again, I have trouble putting things together. We'll read straight, see what happens, okay? Nachnu Navro Chalutzim Lefnei Raboseinu. It's a Masa Ara Asher Huku Lefneinu Asher Bora B'Yitzchok Eleinu V'Tzoak V'Zoak V'Zak Al Ishto Sora Asher Holach Me'ito Ba'Odor Shnas Lamed Aleph. What's Shnas Lamed Aleph? 1271. 1240 is year zero of the end of the fourth millennium. You know, Romal Kogoyim. You know that? At 240. Okay. 1271. Limerchakim. Laharviach, Vilitrof Teref, Ulahavi Leveso. You know that? Hinicha Reikonis. What does Reikonis mean? She's not pregnant. He left his wife, she wasn't pregnant. Vilchazer Elerach Asher Hugad Vishama Vimokam Ashayasham to make money. She is to zinsa, vihine harol is nunim. Is that this week's parasha? Vihine harol is nunim. Is that where the words come from? Parasha Vayeshev, correct? Okay. We learned chumash. Okay, vihine harol is nunim. It's a story when it comes to Yehuda and Tamar. V'yolda, v'chazon l'malchuso, u'bol f'neinu b'yerech av shnas lamed beis. It's already a year and a half later. U'mata ishto b'kan. Vahu nischane lefoneinu v'gamrotza levatal t'midenu asher nitpalnu losu v'lidrash v'lachar adova v'sha'alnum hoya omra bali henichani malaya. No, I was pregnant when he left. Vahu omra lahadam kashi yadua lakol sh'olachti bi'odor v'yolda bi'odor. Wait a minute. Wait a minute! I left in the month of Adar. She gave birth in the month of Adar. Rabosai. What's that? Nochash is pregnant for 7 years? We all know, Rabosai. Everybody knows that pregnancy is for 9 months. Tisha mi odeya. If you didn't know before Pesach night, now you know. From Pesach night, Isha locha. Pesach night, What is going on over here? The guy says, it's ridiculous. I wasn't here for a year. Okay. So, Rabosai, this question is brought in front of the Barami Rutenberg. And he starts again with poetry. I'm going to skip some of the intervening things. Go to the poetry. The whole story, it's a complicated story. Oh. Okay, let's do this. Watch this poetry. Eich niftach techila l'rabosenu mimenu mish... What? Mimenu should be mufloim. I mean, I have Baruch Hashem, I have my Franklin. How can I begin to talk in front of my amazing rabbis? Chamuka yirechayim kamo choloim. Poskin shir ashirim. V'ni lomotzi yodayim v'raglayim. It's all poetry. Esik aluva zos. Gomer bas divlayim. Tum osa bishulayim. That poskin from Eicha. Looks pretty bad for this girl. V'nach lo yodano ma. Ach raboseinu. Ach raboseinu. Shtusei adama. Yachriyu hadavar la'amito. Vashayetzi mipiem. Kol adas Yisrael. Yasu also. Vani talmidim. He was considered another talmid. Pasachtim in atzad ketalmid adonaf b'ifnei rabo. Dikdakti b'edus. And he's going now to the details of what the edus is all about. So they said that there was some rumor of Znus, Ishto Zintzo B'Ein Echad, etc., etc., etc. Oh, but now she says she was pregnant last Adar. V'dilma Ishtuye Ishtoi, K'uvdo D'Rabba Tosvo, B'Perek Ha'orel, B'Isha Shalach Baal Nidasayam, V'Achshu Adyud Beis Chodesh. Bosai Perek Orel is a Perek which is right in front of us. Take a look, open up the Gemara. Bosai, open up the Gemara. He tells you where to look. Pay him in base. Open up. Bosai, you have one hand into the Mordechai, but you have to look at Gemara, pay him in base. This is an incredible Gemara. Says the Gemara on the fifth line. El Hoda Ovid Rava Tosfa Uvda. The Isha Shaolach Baal Abdina Sayam Vishtai Atresa Yarchi Shata Vachere Rashi Vachere Rava. Fourth narrow line. Tekasava Mehashta Avlad Acha Gemar Tsuraso Vizanishta Gimel Chadoshim. A 12-month pregnancy. Oh my goodness gracious me. So go online and tell me the longest pregnancy that's ever been recorded in human annals of history. I don't think you'll find it to be 12 months. That's what Gemara says. Maybe, I don't know, but it's a very serious matter here. A very serious matter. In any event, so that's what the Marami Rutenberg is quoting this Gemara on the Peyam at base. And look what he found, look what he adds now. Look at this. V'afal gav, dikach ein echad, shaholach bebeis belel chag ha-shavuos. Can we count, Rabosai? Who wants to count months from Shavuos until other? Let's count. Either count from Adar to Shavuos. Adar, Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. Oh, what do you know? What do you know? Some clown is hanging out by Shavuos, gives birth 9 months later in Adar. No, she says. So my husband from last Adar was from Purim time. Sounds like a Purim spiel. A whole year? Come on, this is so incriminating. Yeah. Umot Akam Shashikko Ima Vechepkua Vegifufua. Yeah, says the Maram, no. Bienecha Childava Machur, Lo Mitzra, Elach Akinu Yastira. Einecha doesn't mean anything. V'ap imehemet kebetrei diasvin lo agavro, that's in Mark Kiddush HaSam Avav, hani mili beide tumma. Whoa. A major statement over here in the Maram Wittenberg. Those who want to look it up can see it in Frankel. It's much easier to read there over here. It's on page, just rank it down if you want. Page Tuf Lamed Gimel, column 1, end of paragraph Eich. That's how Eich starts. Remember, Eich Niftach? That's the end of that paragraph in this edition. One second. In this edition, Omnam is in bold. See the word Omnam? Right there? Is in bold in my edition. In your edition, it's just a period there. Let's just finish reading what it says over here. Fine. He says, Al ksubalo mafsedes, af b'e tuma, b'lo kini yastira. Okay. Kol shkein b'en echad, shalo ra'o samena efes, el ra'o bo dvar mechuar, afilu agavar lo asrinan lo, apume, afilu mehemen kebe tre. Rabosai, the holy Marami Rutenberg is saying, yes, Kiddushin Samech Vav says, that if a man hears from a witness who said, I saw your wife Mizana Mamish, Kederach HaManafin, he's not believed. But if it's Mamek and Betray, then he has to divorce her. Says the Marami Rutenberg, what if the 1-8 says, I saw circumstantial evidence? Then, even if you believe him like 2, you still don't divorce. Why not? Because he didn't say she was Mizana, and then Otu aided him. So even according to the Shultis, the Maram likes, as we shall see, Afa Piken, that's if there are 2 aided him who saw the circumstantial evidence. Here's only 1. So even if you believe him like 2, it doesn't help. Only one in Kiddush HaSamechavav, if he says she was Mizana, then they believe him like 2, it helps. Ad Karabosi, a very critical citation here in the Maram Rutenberg, printed again in Shumas Maimini, Simen Chofhei, and Tshuva, they call Tshuvas HaShayachos, L'Seder, L'Sefer Nosh. Oh, that's what it says so far, Rabos. That's what it says so far. Okay? So far. Now, what I want to do is skip a lot. Time is running out. Whoa. I got the next page, I think.
The next column.
Next column.
The bar on the bottom.
Bar on the bottom. Go like this?
Yeah.
Which way?
Right.
Yeah. No, the other way. Oh, look at this. I'm becoming an expert. Okay, let's see if we got more. Look at this. Wow. Thank you very much. Ezel Chacham Alom Mikolada. I'm learning from my Talmidim. Gosa Mikulam. How to work a screen. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going to try to work backwards from the end of Chof Hei and count backwards, because I have the edition which I can actually read. Hold on. Okay. Oh, I went too far. I cut off a little bit. I want to get... Hold on a second. I went too far, no? How do I get this back on? Which way am I going?
Where do you want to get?
I want to get 2 more words on...
So left.
Move to the... Shep. Okay, let's look together. Okay. Now I'm going to go up right over here. Look over here. Look at this now. It's a big problem. V'ileka, look very carefully. Okay? V'ileka eide kir. Oh, let me just go a little higher. Uvenino Nidan. Where's Uvenidon Zeh? Who can find the words Uvenidon Zeh? Should be somewhere here.
Right there.
Where?
There. Second line.
Thank you. Uvenidon Zeh. Thank you. You got eagle eyes. Uvenidon Zeh. Ilu hayu eide kiur nire dechol ap yoshavin shiasur lebailu. If it's eide kiur in this case, everyone agrees. Who's everyone? Even those who argue with the shiltas will agree. Why? Every word counts here. Why will they agree? The kevan sheish eidim shero dover mechua. That's number one. The yoda kemokein the sof yud beis chodesh. Bovade lo achshir rabba tosfo. The kevan dike eide kir lo aminish tu yishtai. He's saying if to be, this is an, everyone agrees. The whole idea that she took 12 months to deliver a baby is wacko. But if you have eide kir on top of that, then everyone agrees he has to divorce her. That's already too much. That's how it begins the paragraph. It's a very, very, very important beginning. Very important beginning. Oh. Then he goes into a tangent which we saw yesterday about Zachar Zerah. I was out yesterday, Shir, right? Rabbi Shulam ben Korcho, we read it yesterday in the Mordechai. I'm not going to repeat it again. I'm going to watch this. Rabbi Shulam ben Korcho, we saw this yesterday, Shir. Kamel Kamel say, oh. V'ileka eide kiur ela oso ha'echad shemotza akum megafafim osam. Catch this now. Imehem aleke betray chayev lahotzia. I'm reading you an asterisk in the bottom of the Hagos Maimonides Tshuvos here in the Franklin Rambam. I do not know who wrote these comments. Don't know. He asks a question. Ule'el kosov d'lo motzi la'avuka. We read before that eid echad b'kiyur is nothing. You can't say mevin k'betrei. A steer b'nei b'nei, the same tshuva, the Rami Wittenberg. That's the kash which is printed over here. Tell us to look at notes our post, which I didn't look yet. I'll give you my answer. My answer is, it depends on the case. In a normal case, the Rami Wittenberg holds, an eid echad who's witnessed, testifies about kiyur, it's not within my ability to say I believe him like two. Only in the case in Kiddushin Tzamech Vav where he says Nus, then you can believe him like two, not Kiyur. Why over here can you believe him? Why? You know why? 12 months. That's why. Because of the 12-month quote, so-called 12-month pregnancy, which is so implausible. The same way, Rabosai. As he said before, if they're Eide Kiyur, and the 12 so-called 12-month pregnancy is necessary to make it the kid okay. So we're saying what? We don't say that. It's ridiculous to ignore eide kiur and the implausibility of a 12-month pregnancy. So even those who normally say in stam eide kiur, you don't force him to divorce her, such as Tosfos, will have to admit, kolam pishavin, you force him to divorce her. By the same token, if you have one aide who saw eide kiur and took 12 months and it's never like a betray, you force a divorce. No stira. Earlier he's talking to us in general. Here is talking about our case. How do we start? Ube nidon zeh. Nidon zeh means when she took 12 months from the time the husband left until she gave birth to a baby. That's pshat. I'm guessing that's what it says in Otsar Poskim. Sivkot nundal, if you remind me tomorrow, look and see what it says. That's my terrace of discussion. That's my terrace of discussion. Okay, Rabosai? Let's go on. It's very important that we see every word over here because, as we shall see soon in the Mordechai, things that the cutting and pasting got things a little bit confused. I want to show you in Hagos Mordechai Rabosai, Kuf Chaf Beis. Kuf Chaf Beis. Okay, let's take a look. I think they, when they cut it and pasted it, they got it a little bit wrong. Please, I'm going to compare this text over here in Kuf Chaf Beis, also coming from the Maram, to what we have here in Agos and Agos Shubas Maimon. Kuf Chaf Beis. Look what he has a story over here. Oh, here it is. I knew the poetry was somewhere. In Kuf Chaf Beis, here's a story. Maisa boy, I can actually read it, Rabosai. Oh, we're going to chazen. We can actually read it now. Look at this, Kuf Chaf Beis. I'm sorry, I didn't show this before. Maisa balafan Yitzchak zog zog al ishto shalachol menu barosh chodesh ad alamad alf. V'chazal av hugakir is nuhar luz nunim. Ad shalamad beis. Rav Shaltiel was there and they had the following edus. She was married, she gave birth to a mamzer. And Echot says in Leil Shavuos Lamed Aleph, he found it with Ovik. Everyone, you look inside. Okim Reikin pokes in him Chippu v'Gipfu v'Nicha Shdor Abayis v'Shiara Shabosol Zmanis Abra. A little arithmetic. It says Kufcha Beis. It's page Chav Gimel in Al Mordechai. It's such clear print now, Baruch Hashem. You'll see it's cut and pasted from here. Okay, fine. I'm skipping the rest of the stuff, which is dramatic. Want to kill the kid, kill the mother. Hey, Shivram, here's the poetry again. Eich eftach peus fasayim, arabosteinu bimanu nifloim, chamuka yurichayim, kamocha loyim, bepoz mesuloim, anilo motzi yodayim raglayim, bepsach aluva goma bas divlayim, shtumos bishulayim. And I can actually read it before you're just going on instruments from the, in that bad print. Here's clear print. Ani atzar pasachti min atzar dikdakti beinas Rav Shaltia lebonav kofei bi'odar, and she gave birth parshas Parah Aduma the next year. Nothing, he says, not to edim da 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 da. Then it says with a small hey is v'hocha afilu imehem lehu kibetrei lo motzi laafka balkarcha kevan shomeres sheyotza mimenu muberes. The Dilma Ishtahuya Ishtai, Guvda the Rava Tosfa, the Perika Oriel, Bisha Shaholach Baal and Dina Sayam, Viakshara Tresa Yarche Shata. Period. This is what we saw before in the Shuvas Maimonios. But now it comes to get a little bit tricky with the text. Then it says, the Afal Gav the Ika Eid Echod. Midavar mechur, even though Rabosai is an eid echad, midavar mechur. Oy, what do I do now? Oh, thank you. Afagav the ika eid echad, midavar mechur. I'm reading the Mordechai here, the last wide line before the ender. Okay, and I'm going to read it to you from the original in the Hagos in the Tshuvas Maimonides. We'll see if things are a little bit funny over here. The Afal Gav, Ika Erechad, Mishalach. This is over here. Lo Mitzra. I'm reading Lo Mitzra. Elo Liacha Kino Yestira. We're supposed to be very careful. That's what it should say. Those three words, Bafilei Tumas, that don't belong there. Lo Mitzra. You're allowed to take a pencil and mark it up. Lo mitzra, elo li'achar kino yestira. That says in the original Tshuvas Maimoni. Then it says, the af, not the oz, that's on the bottom of above it says, the af, I mehemen kibetrei, the asrinan lo, agavra, yeah, hani mili bi'et tumo. Period. So here it's a typo. Here the afilu beituma is the three words don't belong. And then it says over here, mitzra bala. It says no. It says, afi mehem on the betrayed, asfilu lo agavra, hani mi beituma. But in here, it's only a dekir, lo mitzra bala. Lo, the other way around. Lo. And there, he goes on and spells for that. I mean, Rabosai, you don't believe me. I see you look at me funny. I mean, I have such trouble moving back and forth, but I'm going to have to do it anyway. You have to teach me instructions. Back, left, and right, you have to help me, okay? Because I want you to see this inside. See what a typo we have. Which way we go? No, it's left or right. I want to go to the other side.
Right?
Okay. Where were we? Eich Nefesh is a poetry, right? Omnom. One second, where's Omnom? Yeah, right before Omnom. Rabosai, you will see how it's a typo in the Mordechai. Follow the words together with me, right? If you're able to follow two things at once, Split screen, like I have in football, right? Split screen. Let's go with the word Rabba Tosfah. Yeah. Chag Shavuos. Da-da-da-da-da Shavuos. No. Oh, yeah. Rabba Tosfah. Up to a year, we can assume that she's pregnant for a year. Perek Ha'orel. Vishal Balan Din Sayam. Achshad Yud Beis Chodesh. Good. Now let's start from V'afal Gav. Okay, let's read together. You have to read two things together. You have to read the Mordechai and read the Shavuos Mari. You'll see it doesn't fit that this is correct and the Mordechai is incorrect. This is the original. V'afal Gav De'ika Eid Echad Midover Mechur. Here it says Sheldover Mechur. Lo Mitzera. Okay? Ela Achar Kinu Yestira. You see right away at the Mordechai's room. What did Mordechai say? Lo Mitzera. Vafilu b'etuma. Those three words are not there in the original. They don't belong there. Take the three words out. Lo mitzra, ela li'acha kinoi ustira. What's the next word? Va'af. Instead of oz, he correctly was magiyat. Va'af. I mehem en kibetrei. What does it say? Di'asrin lo agavra. Not mitzra abayla. No. Das Yin La Gavra. Hani Mili Bie Tumma. Okay? Vidafka Labala Vuksuba Lo Mefsenis. Afiye Tumma Blokini Estira. Koshke Ben Echot Shlaro Osa Mena Efes. El Roba Dover Mechur. Afila Gavra Lo Asrinan. Lo Apume Afila Mehmele Kebetre. All this, unfortunately, is missing in the Mordechai. This is the correct use. You see? It's the exact opposite. Shows you I have to be so careful. It's mamash is the opposite of it. I don't know what happened. The cutting and the pasting, things got a little bit confused. It's all the Torah, Sophia, and the Mordechai. The correct gears is the gears you have in the Hagos Chumas Maimon. Now we go back the other way. How do I go? Which way? Left. Okay. We're getting places. It's good. A little more. Okay. Now where are we up to? But towards the end, where do we leave off? Where do we leave off? Okay. How far do we get? Boss, I really have to finish. Time is running out. He says as follows. Yeah, oh yeah. Chayav lo tziya. So on the bottom, he has the kash in the footnote. Liel kosav lo motzil afuka, we just saw. No. He's only saying about a case of 12 months. Then Chayav lo tziya, because it's completely implausible. What's the raya? The raya is very pashut. If he said before, when it waits 12 months, call api shav, and everyone agrees, and you force him to divorce her, I but Tosfos you don't force him to divorce her. The answer is, since in combination with this bad evidence, it took 12 months, it's the equivalent of Eidim's nus. And if two Eidim saw it, you force a divorce. So too, it's the equivalent of Eidim's nus. That if one aide saw it and he says he believes the aide, we say that he has to divorce her as well. It's perfect. It fits in just. I think my terrorist is 100% correct. Again, I have to look at Otsir Poskin Nundala to see if he gives this terrorist or not. Okay. So this is Rabosai, what it says over here in the. But look what happened, I said that before, but Chere Ben Gershon. So here's the key point. Look at this now. Klala de Milsa. Osir lo lekaima. I'm not sure I can actually read it here. Oh, he cannot keep his wife in this circumstance where she gave birth 12 months after he left. And there were also Edim who saw Goyim hanging around Shavuos 9 months before. No way that he can keep her. It's too much evidence put together. Okay? Can't? No way. Okay. V'rashoyu lizrok lo get balkorcho. What happened to Chere Ben Gershon? It doesn't apply in this case. We haven't even opened the Shulchan Aruch yet. Rabbi said tomorrow, everyone has to have the Shulchan Aruch kuf tetzvav. It's going to be the whole shiur. It's going to be on that. Okay? Apparently he holds no Chere in this kind of a case. Look how far he goes. He says, Vafil, again, Rashoy Lizuk lo get bar korcha. Hold a second. Vafilu ilo mamzi nafsha lizuk lo get. She hides from him, and therefore she cannot throw her get. Catch this now. Rashoy Lisa Acheres can take a second wife. Rabbeinu Gershon never made his cherem in this kind of a case. That's the Marami Rutenberg. Here's the Musa. V'nostru kol anoshim v'lo tasena kizmatrena u'benos botchos ta'alozna. Back to poetry again. Back to the poetry. Okay? And it goes on. I'm not going to go into the whole poetry. Rabosai. I want to show you one final, we only have another 3 minutes. One final source is going to be very critical for tomorrow's shiur. That's the Hagos Mordechai, I told you before. Kuf Aleph and Kuf Beis. Just turn back one page, you'll see it. 2 pages. This is so, so important. Is there a source perhaps somewhere in Talmud Bavli for this yesod of Tosis in the Sechtek Subis, who seems to say, if it's Raglai on the Dover, and she says, I sinned, then you do believe her. Take a look over here, please. Karsina Birushalmi by Sefer Kuf Beis. It's page Yud Tes in our print, in the second column. And there's a little bit of a beis, what's it say over there? A circle. What does a circle mean? Where's the circle going on? Rabosai, can anyone figure out what that circle is? I'm not sure what the circle stands for. Is it a circle? Okay, if you figure it out, let me know. Ha'omeres t'meya ani l'cha. Who's writing this? Kosov ha'smag. Sefer Mitzvos Gadol. Im nosna amasla ne'menes. What does that mean? Aleph. Pirish shemares t'vorem ha'mochichim she'emesu. It's exactly what the Chumash Hadashim said, what Tosin Ksuma said. If you have raglayim l'dover, and she said she sinned, you believe her. V'yim lo nosna masla, eino nemenes. Then you don't believe her. Omer ab eila, im hoya chover, yotzi. What does that mean, a chover? What does the word chover mean? The opposite of an amoritz is a chover. Right? You've learned the sugis. That means someone who's, you know, an upright Jew. An upright Jew should divorce his wife, even though he cannot force a divorce. Him who mamina, and if he believes her, chayav lahotzi, he's obligated to divorce her, Rabosai. So it would seem, Rabosai, over here, so many critical statements are in this Yerushalmi. Only problem is that this Yerushalmi, Rabosai, doesn't exist. Small problem. Oh, that's great. It just doesn't exist. Who said so? So I want you for tomorrow's shiur to prepare not only what I asked you to see, Simon Kuf Tezvav Sivav, which is I asked you to see, but I want to add a little bit over here. I don't want to put too much on the original Makoros, but I have to add a few things. So if you take a piece of, have you a Makoros sheet? This will just end with this. Kuf Tes Vav. Where's my sheet? Here it is. I guess you see so far, Sif Vav and a couple of Beis Shmuel's and Pesachei Tshuvos. I want to add the following. I'd like to add the Vilna Gaon, Bir Hagra, Chaf, Hey, and Chaf Tes. Okay? They're both in Sivav. Chaf and Chaf Tes. Also, the Pischei Tshuva, Chaf Aleph, but only the first paragraph. Only the first paragraph, which you know, before the words V'ayin. It's such a long thing. So if you add those two sources, the two Groz, and the Pischei Tshuva, Chaf Aleph, until the words V'ayin, to what you already have in the chorus, be very helpful for tomorrow's year. See out of the Shemaya. We'll continue tomorrow. I don't think we're going to finish tomorrow. I'm aiming to finish on Wednesday. We're going to have 2 minutes of Chazar. I'm aiming. I believe that. I don't want to be held to it.